and very pleased to welcome back to the show Liz Carlson. Earlier this year, we spoke to her about her book, which is called Houseplants and Design, A New Zealand Guide. And we talked about how to care for them and where to put them around your house and what plants suit your particular living conditions. Well, we got so much feedback that we thought we'd invite her back again to answer any questions you might have. And Liz Carlson joins me now. Hi, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good, and thank you for your time again. I'm going to start with this question because I know it was something you were planning on covering anyway. Ruth in Hukitika says, how do I keep my plants alive while I'm away for a month? I have so many of them. Should I put them in the bath with some water?
No, I wouldn't do that. But I think the first thing to know is that plants are actually really resilient. They can go quite a long time without water. So I've gone away for a month in the summer in Wanaka and just put all my plants in the living room and pulled all of the curtains and shades down, making it darker. And then almost allowed them to hibernate, and I didn't even need to water them at all. And they were totally fine when I came back. Otherwise, what I would do is maybe like put all of your plants in the bathroom. And if you can have a friend stop in and water them, give them a big drink right before you leave. But in general, they'll probably all be fine and bounce back. Like, it takes quite a lot of neglect to actually kill them.
Yeah, that's so funny. Liz, by the way, started as a travel blogger, and I think you're traveling again at the moment, Liz, are you? So who's looking after your plants while you're away?
My neighbor. But she knows everything to do, and my place is really hot, but I could have left them dark and they would have been fine, but I have a really good neighbor who has just as many plants as me, so she's always happy to hop over and look after them.
Yeah, as the young adventuress, Liz has around 205,000 followers on Instagram. Is it nice to be out in the world again and exploring?
Yeah, it's really cool. I just got back from guiding down in Antarctica, and it was amazing to just get back out traveling again.
Oh my gosh, incredible. Well, that's maybe a conversation interview for another time. Back to houseplants. I've got an orchid that hasn't flowered for 5 years, says Daphne in Wellington. It's generally looking healthy, but are there any suggestions?
My first inclination would just be give up. Orchids are so hard.
Really?
But, yeah, they're just such a difficult plant to get right because they have such a weird flowering cycle. But yeah, what I would do is just cut it back to like the last node that flowered, put it somewhere bright and warm and humid, maybe in like a bathroom window, and just leave it alone for a while and see what happens.
Okay, thanks for the advice. A lot of people want to know whether there are any New Zealand natives that work as pot plants. And one person's particularly interested in whether, you know, you could recommend a native with glossy leaves. Do they work indoors?
Not really. Like, I've tried. There are a couple of ferns that work that you can bring inside. But otherwise, a lot of them, they just, you know, they live outside where it's a lot colder and damper and a kind of forest setting that's really hard to recreate in our homes, especially as we like to have heated homes. I would probably just stick with some ferns. Otherwise, you're kind of stuck with tropical plants that come overseas.
Thank you. Here's another one. And they love Node, by the way. That's your store in Littleton, I think, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Liz, please help with how to get rid of little white, fluffy-looking bugs that are on one of my pot plants in the bathroom.
Oh, yuck. Those are mealybugs. Fluffy white is always mealybugs, which are not a great pest, but like you can actually get rid of them fairly easily depending on the plant. Basically, you're going to want to pull that plant away from any other houseplants, so quarantine it like during COVID, and then you're going to need to get a really nice insecticide or spray and then just like wet a Q-tip and clean off all of the mealy that you can see and then just douse your plant in it, pull your plant out of the pot, rinse all of the roots with a mixture of alcohol and water to sterilize them and get all the dirt off, and then repot it in a new pot. And you might just have to repeat it like one or two times, but that'll kill off the mealybug.
Great. And any change to that advice from Tim? The text number, by the way, is 2101. We're making use of Liz Carlson, who's volunteered to Q&A for us today. Tim says he's wondering how to get scale insects on off his Kentia palm. He's been told he shouldn't use oil on palms, but that's what he generally uses on his other indoor plants.
Ooh, scale's a tricky one because I don't see it all that often. But yeah, I would use some kind of insecticide and just start scraping it off. And that's how I would try and get on top of it. Otherwise, that one's a really hard one to get rid of. But I would give it a go, especially if it's a plant that you really love. It might be able to live with it for a while, but yeah, you're just going to need to be able to scrape that off in some way.
Someone says my Monstera's very bottom leaves, they start going yellow, then they're back to less yellow, then yellow again over and over, and I can't work out if it's overwatered, underwatered, over-fertilised or under-fertilised. I water it every week and I check it regularly with my fingers to check for moisture, and I fertilise once every 2 weeks. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I've never heard of a leaves going yellow and then back to green again. That would be like... I think it's normal for the bottom leaves on big plants as they age to like die off, and that you can eventually cut them off once they go fully yellow. Depending on how the rest of your plant is looking is whether or not I'd be worried if it was overwatering or underwatering. But you're probably not going to want to do it on the same day unless you have like a really good warm house. Like you need to be able to read your plant when it needs watering, not the day that you would need to water it or you would want to water it. But otherwise, I would think unless it starts getting like brown along the edges or like dropping a lot of leaves or showing more signs of distress, it's probably okay.
Thank you. Any advice on how to keep a poinsettia alive between Christmases, says one person.
That's a plant I don't really know a lot about. I think they're probably pretty hardy. Aren't those the ones you see in supermarkets and everything? I feel like if they can survive in a supermarket, they'll be fine. I would just keep watering it. It probably likes a lot of water.
Thank you. By the way, someone says regarding natives, they've seen a potted kawakawa before. Kawakawa are quite a sticky sort of a shrub. I don't know if it would look the most sort of lush thing as a pot plant. I love the plant, but I think I'd prefer to find that in the forest. Liz, what is your best advice on watering? Because last time I talked to you, I think we concluded that most people probably did overwater.
Yeah, again, that's always my go-to advice is just underwater. Just wait for your plant's leaves to start to curl a little bit or look like they're drying up, or like if they're a juicy leaf, it starts to wrinkle. That's when I would start watering them. And just making sure that you water and let the water just completely run out of the bottom of the pot so it's like free draining. And then, you know, if the saucer fills up with water underneath, chuck that water out. But now that it's summertime and it's getting pretty warm, you can actually, if you get a good, like, nice rainstorm, depending on how many plants you have, you can just put them all outside in the rain. And they would really love that. That's, like, the best way that you could water them. But, you know, I have, like, 150 plants, so that's a bit trickier for me. But for most people, if they've got, you know, a few, that's a great way to water them.
Thank you. Somebody wants to bonsai a pohutukawa. They can't find anyone online who's done it. Is this because it's a dumb thing to do, they say?
I never call anything dumb, but I will say that bonsai people are like a super specific sect of plant people that I don't really know a lot about. But I would go for it. I feel like, you know, you could train plants to do a lot of things. But yeah. Keep me posted on how it goes. I'm curious.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And some solutions being offered by listeners. Marianne and Nelson says poinsettias are easy to keep alive, just water and moderate temperatures. And somebody else, Catherine, says wiping alcohol gets rid of scale. She wiped down her Kentia palm with an alcohol wipe and it removed all the scale and looks very healthy many months later. So thanks very much, Catherine. And thanks to you, Liz. Really lovely to have you on the show today.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me.